This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Black Dirt Music Festival founder Edward David Anderson says the Outdoor July Fest next to the Castle Theater is intended to celebrate the best features of Bloomington Normal. The fest includes a reunion of Anderson's backyard tire fire, which disbanded in 2011. Anderson tells GLT's John Norton the all-local lineup of Backyard Tire Fire, Chicago Farmer, Black Dirt Revival, Matthew Curry, and John Till was intentional.
Yes, especially for this first one, we wanted it to represent this community. You know, we want this to be a community thing. We want this to be a family-friendly event. This is an outdoor show. You know, this is fun. You know, this is something that we want the whole community to kind of rally around, you know, at least the whole music community. We'd love to get people that aren't even, you know, maybe don't even know who any of these acts are. They're still going to enjoy this, sitting outside and listening to good music in downtown Bloomington, you know.
Well, let's go with the bands then. And one of the bands that'll be appearing is the reunion of Backyard Tire Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. When we first developed the concept of the festival and we were talking to the Castle about it, and to be brutally honest, I hadn't listened to any of the Tire Fire material in a long time. I hadn't, I don't really play a ton of it. You know, I wrote a bunch of new songs that kind of moved on, and I had never made a Spotify playlist in my life, and my wife was showing me how to do it, and I found a couple Backyard Tire Fire records on Spotify. And so I made a Spotify playlist of some of my three solo records and then a couple of Tire Fire records kind of mixed in. And I started hearing these songs kind of back to back, and I started getting nostalgic for these old songs that I had written. I mean, they're really, at the time, they meant everything to me. You know, they were the story of my life. They are the story of my life, basically. So I hadn't played them in so long, and I got nostalgic, and I really wanted to play them again. And that's kind of how the whole thing started.
Well, you've done your solo thing for the last number of years now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, these are great albums you're putting out as solo albums. You probably couldn't have done this. You couldn't have redone Backyard Tire Fire 3 years ago then. You weren't ready yet.
No, I wasn't really. And I think that it just seemed like the right time. I don't know. Just hearing those songs and hearing them with my new songs just kind of made me just want to play them again, really. And I felt like at that moment, I kind of suggested to my wife, I was like, well, what would you think that if, and she's like, wow, I mean, I think that'd be a great way to kick this whole festival thing off the first year you guys come back and do a set.
For anyone not knowing, maybe you're new to town, Backyard Tire Fire was a nationally touring band. You guys were playing with major names across the country. They disbanded, what, 2011 you guys kind of disbanded?
Yeah, you know, we the last year of our existence, I think we played a handful of gigs. We were trying to settle up some debts and stuff. And, I mean, it's been almost a decade since we played regularly together.
Is Tim playing with you, too?
Yeah, and my brother and Scott Tipping on guitar. And, yeah, really? So, yeah.
Oh, this will be great.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Hey, it's okay, it's all right, I'm alive, and it's good to be. It's okay, it's all right.
It's good to be. It's a classic Backyard Tire Fire cut here on GLT Sound Ideas. Our guest is Edward David Anderson, who is reuniting the band for the Black Dirt Music Festival. It'll be in downtown Bloomington in July. Chicago Farmer's on the bill.
Yep.
You can't play without Chicago Farmer. I mean, you guys are like right arm, left arm, aren't you?
Yeah, we do a good bit of gigging together, although it's been a little bit since we went down to the beach last winter, and I may have played a gig with him since I've been back, maybe not. So it's been a little while, so it'll be fun to kind of reconnect.
Well, Cody, Chicago Farmer's billed with friends.
Yes.
Who are some of those friends?
Wildermore.
Are you serious?
Wildermore is back in Farmer. Okay. It's going to be really cool.
I've been on them to put out a new album, for God's sake.
I know. Yeah. They're so good. They're just a really good band, and I think they're going to be great doing the Farmer material. They're really good at learning other people's stuff. I mean, God, when they cover the Bowie stuff or the Who stuff, how great were they?
That was fantastic.
They obviously have great songs themselves and stuff, but they're really, really accomplished guys that can play, and so I really am excited to hear what they do behind Chicago Farmer.
Well, I know Matthew Curry's trying to make a go of it nationally. He's on the bill, and you're probably sick of me talking about this, how especially you and Cody are getting credited with kind of just rounding up everybody in this community and making it a real cohesive, you know, united music scene. Sure. Matthew Curry is from here, but he's, you know, he's touring nationally and stuff, but he's in a different generation than you guys are as well. Well, let me ask it this way. How important is it for a local scene to be able to help each other out and maybe boost each other up, whether, say, I mean, you tour nationally as well.
Sure.
So if you're out on the road, Cody's out on the road.
Yeah.
Talking about the Bloomington Normal music scene, does that happen, and how important is that to help what's going on in town here?
I think it really does, and you know what, a lot of it comes back to the Castle. We've talked about it a lot, but like You know, we'll be out, I'll be somewhere in a different time zone and mention, you know, Bloomington and be like, someone might be like, is that where that Castle Theater is? You know, like it's starting to, it's kind of getting known, not just in the Midwest, but nationally. There's a lot of bands coming through here that are really digging that venue, and that's helping kind of put it on the map.